Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Dalet. We're going to try to learn daf Dalet and daf Hey together. We are here in Tanzania, in Serengeti. We're up to Gimel Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, where the Gemara begins, V'boyas Eima, my machmes hu oynis. Back earlier on Amud Beis, towards the top of the Amud, the Gemara brought a fairly lengthy brisa, telling us that a psula should get married on Yom Harvi, like we learned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. And then it says, if Machmas Hasakona, we can go and the Pesula can be Nisus Yom Hashlishi, the Machmas Oinis, the Yom Hasheni. And the Gemara asks, what's the Pshat in the Sakona? If Sakona had to do with the Hegmain going and wanting to live with the Kala before she gets married, before she consummates her marriage. What's the, and that would therefore take place, so to thwart and to outwit the Hegmon, we had the Psula getting married the day earlier on Yom HaShlishi. What's the inyan of the Oynis? The Gemara said, obviously it's not talking about the same thing, because this is called Sakana, this is called Oynis. And it says, for Oynis they can even get married by Yom HaSheni. So the Gemara said it's talking about a case where a whole garrison of troops were coming to the town and they were going to take over the Seuda of the Chasana. So to thwart that, they would go and get married a day earlier to be able to go and eat everything before the troops came in. But now the Gemara gives another pshat, V'yipo Yaseima, my machmas oinis, four lines on the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis. Get a sign, like it says in the Braise, as Shehoya Pitoi Ofoi, Utvachai Tavuach, V'yenei Mozak, Umeis Oviv Shul Chasana, Ima Shul Kalim. What happens, Lo Yoleini V'lo Yoleichem, there's a chasana scheduled, and they've made all the preparations. The pas, the bread, the challah, the rolls are all baked. Tavochei tavoach, and all of the animals are ready shochten, and the meat is getting ready. V'yein in mozik, they've already diluted the wine, because in the times of Chazal, straight wine was like almost like wine syrup. It was impossible to drink unless you diluted it. Umeis ov shel chasana ima shel kala. The father of the chosin passed away, or the mother of the kala passed away. The father of the chosin was the one that made all of the major preparations in terms of the catering of the meal. The mother of the kala was the one that was in charge of the tachshitin, all of the adornments of the kala. So what does it say in our Gemara? Unfortunately, since one of them passed away, either the chosin or the kala is going to have to go and sit shiva. So theoretically, if they're going to have to sit shiva, then we... going to have to postpone the chasana. But if we postpone the chasana, there's going to be a hefsin maruba. All of the pitei ofoy and the tvoyach tevuach and yeni mozik, all of that's going to go bad. What are we going to have to do? So says the Gemara, machlitz in a mes lechedu. We take the mess, put them away in a separate room, leave there a shoymer. V'yas a chasana is a kal lechupa. Go shnel to the chasana, chusin kal, and let them get married. And this is talking about, says Rashi, Bayoim Hasheni on Monday of the week. You can't go and tell them, wait until Tuesday, wait until Wednesday to go and get married, because we have a mess nebuch lying there, and the longer the mess is going to lie there, the body will decompose, and Chas Hashom will be a bizoyin hamess. So therefore they say, temporarily have the mess in a cheder, Chas and the Kala get married, who boiled the ilas mitzvah, he should already be boiled the ilas mitzvah again, before Avelus sets in, Upoyrish, and then he should no longer live with his wife. In other words, at one time had finished. And then they're going to go and bury the mess. They go Nebuch to Levaya, they bury the mess. And the Noyik Shivas Yimeha Mishnah, because of the fact that they started the Chasana before the Kvura, so the Avelus was never Chal vis-a-vis the Chusin Kala, like the Gemara is going to call it later, it's as if they have their own Regel, their own Yontiv. And therefore, that Velus is not Chal, and no Yikshivas Yimei Mishnah, the Chusin Kala, together with all the Shishbinim, the Yachakach, and after that, no Yikshivas Yimei Avelus, then unfortunately, the Avelus is not cancelled, it's postponed for a week, and then they have the 7 day of Avelus. And that entire 14-day period, meaning the 7 days of Mishnah and the 7 days of Avelus, Hu Yoshin Beinu Anoshim Vihi Yashena Bein Hanoshim. He sleeps together with the men folk, and she sleeps together with the lady folk. Essentially what that means is we're concerned that they shouldn't, chas v'sholom, go and have bia again during that 14-day period, because he has to be poresh, he's not allowed to live with his wife, and the reason is because of Hilchis Avelis, and Avel is not allowed to live with his wife. Ah, you're telling me the Shivas Yemei Hamishta, says Rashi, that's true, but just like we say today, that Devorim Shibitzina Noiheg. For instance, even during Shiva today, Rachman Litzlan, a husband and wife are not supposed to live together, even though it says on Shabbos, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, Ein Avelis B'Moyed, all of that is true, but nevertheless, they shouldn't live together because Devorim Shibitzinias, Devorim Shibitzina, Noig. Devorim Shibitzina basically means Tashma Shemita. Aye, but there's going to be a tremendous taiva over here. This is a brand new husband and wife, brand new chus and kala. So therefore we have, if you will, a chaperone that's going to be there. And the minig is not to, the more is going to say the same thing applies to a chupas nida. And the minig is not to have him sleeping among anoshim, she sleeping among noshim, but rather that there should be, usually with the chosin you take a young boy, and with the kali you take a young girl, so therefore you don't have to worry that they should go and be misyached and come to be day tashmish. Vein moinim tachshitim in a kali ko shloishim yayim. And although normally the dinim of Shiva and Shloishim are such that the women do not go and typically adorn themselves during that period of time, however, we want the kala to look presentable to her chasen, and therefore we don't take away the takshitin. As you know, when the Gemara uses the term takshitin, very often it's not referring solely or not referring at all to jewelry, but it could be referring also to cosmetics and things of that nature. Notice we started off the braisa, the Ovishul Chosan passed away in Imishul Kala. The Leke Inish the Torah Lahu, because then there's nobody that was going to go and continue making the preparations. Aval Ibchaloi. What does the Gemara mean to say? Because in those days, the one that was in charge of the catering was the father of the chosin. The one that was in charge of the adornments of the Kala was the mother of the Kala. So if you're going to go and say, well, let's go and postpone the chasana a couple of days. No, you can't postpone any chasanas because the one that has to continue making the chasana in terms of arranging for the food, that's the father of the chasana, that's his job. Who's going to arrange for the adornments of the kala? The mother of the kala. That's her job. So if one of them never passes away, there's no instant replacement. That being the case, that's the din where you go and put the mess inside the room, have the chosin kala get married, have the first bitlas mitzvah, and then take out the mess, bury the mess, and then be noig the shivas yimei mishta. There's no problem with shivas yimei mishta because the food was already prepared from before, like we said. And therefore, you don't have to worry about somebody else having to prepare it. Avlib chaloi, but if it was the other way around, in other words, it was the oviv shel kala, or the imoy shel chosin the marshal, that wouldn't make any difference because they're not the ones that are going to be matriach in taking care of the food and taking care of the adornments of the kala. Amar Rav and Pap. So with this we have concluded the new pshat when we said in the braisa that if there's an oines, the chos and kala can get married even on Monday. It's talking about the nebuch, the nifter or nifteres passed away on Monday and therefore you don't have a chance to go and put it off any longer. That's the oines that we're talking about. So we have two terutzim to the Gemara's kasha, vos meint oines. Now, since we started talking about this, the Gemara now focuses a little bit further. Om Ravim Bar Papa, Om Rav Chizda Lo Yishonu, Elishonosin Mayim Al Gabe Basar. That we said, that the Tavoyach Tavoach, that all of the meat happens already to be Shachtin, says the Gemara is talking about that it was already Mayim Al Gabe Basar, meaning that they already started, they put the basar into water, and as a result, from that point on, the Gemara assumes that there's a greater likelihood of spoilage. If you didn't put any water on the basar yet, you just shechted it, but you haven't started, preparing it by putting water on top of it, mizdabein. So then it's not such a major loss. You could theoretically go and put off the chasana. Why? Because there is a secondary market for this type of basar, because the basar is just geshochten, and I guess you can go and take it back to the butcher and have the butcher sell it. So there's no hefsin merubah. But if you put mayim al gabi basar already, since it's already no longer fresh, so to speak, it's people are not going to want to buy watered meat. They're going to say, oh, it's going to spoil quickly. So then that would be the case of the that we're worried about the hefsin. Omer Rava, ubikrach afabishin osin mayim al gabi basar mizdabe. So Rav Chisda said that we're concerned on the gabe, the pitoy potoy, and the pitoy ofoy, and tvochi tavuach. Then what do we say? Go and have the chasen immediately. That's davke beinosam mayim gabe basar. Since you put mayim gabe basar, you don't have another market to sell it. You're going to lose all of this basar. But if you didn't put mayim gabe basar, it's davin, so it's fresh meat, and you can go and sell it in the makulin, in the butcher store. Omer Rava, ubekrach, if you're talking about a city, avapish nosa mayim gabi basar is dabim, even if you did put water on the basar, there's still a market for it, because in the krach, in the big cities, there's such a tremendous demand, there's so many hundreds and thousands of people who live in the big cities, you'll find, for every product, you'll always find a market, you'll find somebody to buy it. Omer Rava, ubekvan, if you're talking about a small shtetl, avapish nosa mayim gabi basar, since there are only a small number of individuals, small number of families, even if you didn't put mayim al gabi basar, loy mizdabeng, you will not be able to find a market to go and sell it. Why can't you go and find a market to go and sell it? Because of the fact that there's only a small number of people. So even if you didn't put water on gabi basar, loy mizdabeng, there's no market to sell it, and therefore you can postpone the chasam. Think about Rav Chisda ech mishkachas lo. Rav Chisda made a distinction between excuse me, mayim gabi basar. No, it's not so mayim gabi basar. Rava said in the krach, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you put mayim gabi basar, mizdabin. Rav Papa said in the kfar, even if you didn't put mayim gabi basar, loy mizdabin. So where's Rav Chizda's nafkimina between your mayim gabi basar, nish mayim gabi basar? Amar Ravashi, kigoyin, masa mechasya. We're talking about a city like the city of Mechasya, to Mafka Mikrach and Mafka Mikvar. It's not a small little village, but it's not a large city. It's somewhere in between. There is no ready market for water that has already been placed, Al Gabi Basar. Watered meat, there's no market for. But there is a market for meat that was not watered. So therefore, that would be the Rav Chizda's halacha. It depends what the situation was. Tani Kamasa Rav Chizda, we're going to bring a right to Rav Chizda about this. Mayim al gabe basar. And here, this price of Rav Chizda is largely repetitious of what we've already learned. The ikar is that the price is going to throw in about the mayim al gabe basar. Harisho yipitei afuya. The bread was already baked. Tvochei tvoach. And the meat was already geshochten. V'yenei mozik. And they already diluted the wine with water. And we're ready to go to the suda, ready to go to the chasm. V'nosem mayim al gabe basar. Oh! And mayim had already been placed on the basar to wash it. And from this point on, spoilage can begin. And from this point on, there's no market for it. Oh, so what are we going to do? There's going to be hefsin maruba. The whole suit is going to be spoiled. It's going to go, and the womb, and you're going to have to throw it all out. So what do we do? Machlis is a mess lecheder. Take the mess, never can put him inside the cheder. V'yasa chasen, v'yasa kala lechupa. And start the chasen. Have the chasen kala go down to the chupa. U'boil b'ilas mitzvah, let him be boil b'ilas mitzvah the first time. U'poyush, and then he stops. Now we make the levaya nebuch for the nifter or nifteres. V'noik shivas yimei ha-mishta. 7 days of mishta. V'yakach noik shivas yimei ha-velis. 14 days, 7 plus 7. V'chaloysen ha-yom, the entire 14 days. Like we said earlier at the top of the Yamid, Hu Yoshin Bein Hanashim, Ishti Yishen Bein Hanashim, because we want to prevent the possibility of another Bia. After all, they are Ba'avelis. Even in the Shivas Yimei Mishnah, they're Ba'avelis. Because Devorim Shibitzina Noyheg. So far, basically, the Brice has been word for word, like we said before, but we threw in Rasam Mayim Agabi Basar. That was the writer of Chizda. And now the Braisa introduces something new. V'chein misha pirsi ishtei nida. Same thing applies to a case of a chosen kala, that right before the chuppah, unfortunately, she became a nida, which is not uncommon. It happens every once in a while. You have what's called a chuppas nida. Hu yashem nu anashem, I yashena bein hanashem. Once again, you have a quote-unquote a chaperone to make sure that they won't have a bia if she's already a nida. We are turning now back to the case of the avelus. We allow the kala to adorn herself for the full 30 days, even though she's bavelus. Why should she should continue to look pleasant to her new chasen? But regardless of what the situation is, Rashi says, "Bein sheyesh oynis, bein sheein oynis." Don't go and make a chasana where the Be'ilas Mitzvah will be either Friday night or Matzah Shabbos. The reason we don't want that the Be'ilas Mitzvah be Friday night is because that would mean that he would make a chabura. When the man goes and lives with the kala, he'll break through the psulim and cause a chabura, cause blood to run. We'll see a mitzvah towards the end of today's blot that in fact it's a machloikis, whether this is permissible or not on Shabbos, and also not a matzah Shabbos. What's wrong with matzah Shabbos? The Gemara is going to talk about shortly. Anyway, we explore again the brisa. Oh my man, who yoshem mino hanoshim who yishen ben hanoshim. That you have to make sure that they go, they don't have yichud by themselves because they might come the day tash mishamit. Misayle Rabbi Yochanan bir Rabbi Yochanan avu bisha amru ein avilas b'moyed avu dvarim shel tzina noyeg. So even though we were talking about 14 days, 7 days of Yimei Mishnah, 7 days of Yimei Avelis, all 14 days we said they should not live together, you have to have that chaperone. Why? After all, the 7 days of Mishnah, L'chor the dinim of Avelis don't apply. They're singing and dancing, Shivas Yimei Mishnah. Yeah, but Tvarim Shel Tzina are noyeg, and therefore they're not allowed to have Tashmish, therefore you have to have the Shoimer or Shemeris, to make sure they don't have tashmish. Don't have yasim brei the rava mishmei the rava loishanu el shloi ba. Loishanu means that we do not trust them to be mesiachet together without such a shoimer. Loishanu el shloi ba. That's dafki if there was no beila previously. Avul baal ishta yishena imai. Then the two now yishena imai. If there was already a beila, then the husband and wife can be together in the same room, and we do not have to have a chaperone, a shayim. That was halacha of Rava. Now, this halacha of Rava on the surface is difficult to understand, because, after all, we assume at the moment that we're talking about the case, again, of the chosam kala and the avelus situation. But if that's the case, what do you mean, l'shana sh'leboal? If you look back at the top of the Amid, we said, Uboyel Be'ilas Mitzvah, Upoirish. First, he has the Be'ilah, they have the Levaya, then you have 7 days of Mishnah, 7 days of Yimei Avelis, all of those 14 days is a Shoimer, who Yashim and Anashim, Yishayim and Anashim. Frankly, what Rava just said now, Loishana, when do you have to have such a chaperone, such a Shoimer? Elish Loibah, that there was no Be'ilah. Have a boil, ishto yishan imoy, and then she's allowed to go and sleep in the same room. The whole case we're talking about that there was a be'ilas mitzvah, and nevertheless we say for the next 14 days that hu yoshim bein hu anoshim be'i yishen bein hanoshim. We don't know hu yoshim bein hu anoshim. After the marking ka'omar, this halacha of Rav is not talking about the avelus case. It's talking about pirsa ishto nida case. That's what we're referring to. That was what the Brisa said. The same thing applies to a chupas nida. Make sure. If they were able to have quickly a bia before she was piercing nida, and she was piercing nida subsequent to that, that would be that case. However, if you're talking about that they didn't have the ila at all, then that would be a different story. She does it. Kika amar piercing nisha nida. But doesn't the Braisa equate the two? Because there's the chain, misha piercing ishtay nida. Smash that all the halachas apply side by the din of the avelus and side by the nida. What you have to do is learn the Brice a little bit differently. And throw in the words Veloi Boal, and there was no beer. What's the halacha then? However, if there was in fact one beer between them, then you do not have to worry about that they're going to be Mesiachin and Bo Lidei Tashmish.
Why say Nida? Even the regular Chasen Kala, they weren't zeichet to do Bilas Mitzvah. It happened sometimes. It didn't happen the first night.
And therefore?
Therefore, in that case also, it's a possibility. Don't be boil afterwards, Friday night or...
Well, they did a Friday night, Matzah Shabbos is a separate dinner altogether. Right. Nothing to do with this.
No, but,
however, Dorish Rav Yosef Reid Rav Mishmei Derava, Loishanu, that we said in the Braisa, that you have to have him sleeping among the men, and she sleeping among the ladies, because we're afraid they're going to come with day tashmish. Loishanu said, Rav Lishmei Boal, there was no be'ilas mitzvah between them. But if there was already Boal, they already had that initial beer, even though right after the chasen, right after the chuppah, Nebuch, she became a nida, but they already chapped around that first beer before then, then you can trust them. You don't have to worry about having a shema or a shema.
But it cannot happen the first night. They weren't zoicha to have bilas mitzvah. But
that's what Rav is saying. If they were not zoicha to have the bilas mitzvah, then you have to have who yoshin bein hu anoshim, the yishena bein hu anoshim. And a chamdik shalui boil doesn't mean necessarily 5 minutes. Excuse me. We're talking about if they were not zoicha, as you say, to have the bilas mitzvah for whatever reason. He's not feeling well. She's not feeling well. Whatever the reason.
Or pishnida. It's one example only.
No. Pierce and is a separate halacha.
Exactly.
If it's pierce and needle, you have to separate. If you don't do it because whatever, you're not zoicha, there's no reason not to separate.
Mm-hmm. If they had their initial beer together after the chasana,
then
we're done. And from that point on, you don't need a shoyman, you don't have to worry about that they're going to come and have a tremendous taiva, and they're going to be over hilchas nid, and he's going to live with her. However, if they were not zoichet to have that first beer, for whatever reason, on the first night, even the beginning of the night, the end of the night, whatever it happens to be, and then she became person nidah, from that point on, hu yashem bein hu anoshim, vi yashena bein hu anoshim. No problem. Zotim b'chokigam v'chem p'mishim person nidah. And v'loy bo'al, and he did not have that first beer, then hu yashem bein anoshim, because I'm afraid the chasishon. For 18 maras, now we have a distinction between hilchos avelus and hilchos nida. The member avelus kilo le minida. How do I see avelus kilo le minida? Because the price is set at the top, which that wasn't the price. But when we bought honey kavoshed of chizda, we said that he does his beilas mitzvah, and then after that upoirish. They make the levaya, and then 7 days plus 7 days, and all of those 14 days. What do you mean? But they already had a bilas mitzvah. No, I'm nervous that they're going to chas v'shalom violate hilchos avelus, and he's going to live with her, even though he's an avel. You're not allowed to go and have a shoyim and be a chaperon. However, in the case of chuppah, there I said, if once he had your first bilas mitzvah, I'm not worried anymore. What's the svara? The svara is simple. Because here the Gabi Hilchos Avelus, it's Dirabona. There's no din of Kores involved. And so therefore they might take it lightly and say, make sure there's a Shoimer, not to allow them to Chas HaShom come the day beer. Of the Gabi Nida, Kores, Chulila V'chas, he's going to sleep in the kitchen, she's going to go and sleep in the bedroom, so they should be far apart, they shouldn't even come. I'm not saying literally, I'm just saying they know that the din is so chomer, you don't have to have a special shoyma to watch them. Just like you don't have to worry. But every husband and wife, you don't have to have a shoyma because they are very careful because of hilchis kars. So to remember that Avelis kil le minida, you're concerned that Avelis is more kal in their eyes than nida. And that's why you have to have the shoyma. Vom Reb Yitzchak bar Chanina om Rav Huna. Kol malachoi she isha oisa lebala, nida oisa lebala. What happens if, Rachman Litzlan, you have a wife that is sitting Shiva? Nevertheless, she should go. Well, our first case is talking about a Nidim. Later on, we're going to talk about Shiva. You have a regular husband and wife situation, and she becomes a nida. All the malachas that she typically does for her husband, whether it's preparing the food, whether it's doing the laundry, whether it's cleaning up at home, whatever the housekeeping chores that women do, that nida is about, she should continue doing the same thing for her husband, even though she's a nida. Chutz, except for three actions that could come liday kiruv basar, which could bring a ma'oyer a taiva, kigoyin mebzigas akos. Zigas, of course, means literally to go and take the wine and dilute it with water. Rashi says it's not so much the meziga, it's lehoishit lai, to go and serve him. If he is at the table, it's one thing to go and put the dinner on the table, put it down. Husband, go and eat. But if he's sitting down and she goes and serves him, that already it brings lidei kirov to potential intimacy. So therefore, she should not do that. Vatzua samita, same thing, she should not go and prepare the bed. Exactly what that means, Rashi doesn't tell us too much, but the top Tosis says it means to spread out the sheets on the bed, perhaps to pull them back before a person goes to sleep, because that's a davar shel chiba. In other words, to go and put, if during the night some of the bedspreads fell down or some of the cushions fell down, she could put those back on top of the bed, that's fine. But don't prepare it in a way as if for the person to go to sleep, because that also can bring the day kiruv basa. The chotz is putting out of a raglav if she's going to go and wash. Now, washing over here doesn't mean touching, because the need is not allowed to touch her husband and vice versa. We're talking about if she goes and takes warm water in a pail and goes and pours it over him. After all, they didn't have modern showers and bathtubs in those days. So the chotz is putting out of a raglav by going and pouring the water over, even though there's no physical touching. Don't do it, because it's maybe lidei chiba. It might cause problems. Ah, so we see that by Hilchas Nida, stay away from these three acts. The eagle gabi avelis tanya, the gabi and ovel, avu bishomer ein adam reshoi lokov his ishto liois kecheles v'liois poikeses. If you have a woman that is sitting shiva, during that period of time, the husband can't go and say, I want you to go and be kecheles poikeses. That means to apply cosmetics, to apply makeup. Person is not allowed to go and force his wife. She's sitting shiva. Don't be such a cruel person. She has to smear herself. Can't do that. However, the Emes Omer, what they did say is that he can tell his wife, even though she is an Avela, I want you to be Moizegis Liakois. I want you to go and give me my cost. Umatzas Liamit, I want you to prepare my bed. Umachetzis Beloi, Panavyad of Araglav. Ah, so I see that I am more concerned Boli De Kirov Basar Titashmish by Nida than I'm concerned by Avelis. Before you said just the opposite. You said by need, you don't have to worry, because they know it's Issa Kores. So even if she's Moisig Issa Kores, you shouldn't have to be concerned after Kores, Kores. Here he said, no, I'm very nervous. Don't allow Mizig Issa Kores, don't allow Tzosamita. And Faket, we say the Gabi Avela, yeah, it's okay, it's fine, I'm not worried. Why over here on the Amid Aleph were we worried? I don't even see what's going on. Everything will akasha. Kam bavelis di day, kam bavelis di do. It really depends on who is the oval. Is he the oval or is she the oval? What difference does it make between he being the oval or she being the oval? If he happens to be the oval, we're worried about, in fact, that his taiva will go and take over him. And what's going to happen is chulil v'chas, he's going to go and break the avelis and live with his wife. And therefore, back on the Yom Aleph, when we were talking about that price, it's talking about that he was an oval. So even though he had his Be'ilas Mitzvah, they have to have a Shoimer for the next 2 weeks because we're afraid. Who knows what might happen? Even, especially Gabi Hilchas Avelis, which is Dirabbanan, it's not Diraisa, make sure you have your Shoimer. In our case of here, we're talking about the husband wants to force his wife to be Kecheles U'Pekeses. That means that she is Ba'Avelis. And therefore, the husband says, I want you to Shmir. No. Ein Odom Neshoilok of this Ishtoi. Even though your husband and wife, she doesn't shmir during Shiva, because after all, she's sitting Shiva. Ah, since it's Shiva, even though she's going to be Meseges Lekois, Matzas Leamita, if he wants to approach her for purposes of Tashmish, she's going to say, no, husband, I am an Avail, I'm not allowed to. So we don't have to worry about that they're going to bow Lidei Tashmish. Frank Diamara, Ba'av Shulchasan Imashal Kalektani. Back on the Omer Aleph, we didn't talk about only a case where he became an Ovel, even if she became an Avela, Ima Shalkala. And nevertheless, we said, have that early Be'ilas Mitzvah, and then for the next 14 days, make sure there's a Shoimer. Why do you have to have a Shoimer? Didn't you say about Be'ilas Didor, she'll say, no husband, we cannot do it, forget about it, get out of here, we're tunish. Nevertheless, you still have that Shmira on the 14 days. After Marki Ketoni, Ashara. The case of Ima Shalkala is, if you will, in a parenthetical. It's only Legabri, the Hilchois. Don't push off the chasana for a week or two, because the fact that the food is all going to spoil. And Nebuch, one of the two parents passed away, so then go and put the mess inside a cheder, the chasana, the kala, go to the chuppah, boil b'ilas mitzvah, but ein achanami legabi the din of having a shoimer for him and for her, that only applies to his avelis. If she's ba'avela, you don't have to worry about it, because she will put up a front, and she will not allow her husband to live with her, because of the fact that she's Ba'avelis. Freyti mor mishani ben Avelis di del Avelis di do. Is there really such a difference? V'otan yav b'raisa. Misha meis chomov oy chamoysoy. If a person's chomov a chamoysoy, that means, of course, a shver or a shviger passed away. So you have misha meis, chomov mechoysoy, we look at the man, and we say that his shver or shviger passed away, meaning that the Kala, the wife, not no longer chusim kala, but the wife is going to sit by the list. And yuchaluk of hazishta liyos kecheles liyos pekeses, like we said a moment ago, he cannot go and force the wife to go and do cosmetics, to do put on makeup. Elakoy v'mitosoy v'noyik ima avelis. He has to go and be noyik ima avelis like regular, because of the fact that she is an avela. He even has to be koyf v'mitosoy. He has to turn over his bed kfiyas amita, like we learned in Masechtas Moed Kot. V'chein hi, shemeis chomniya oicha moisah. What happens if she, her father-in-law or her mother-in-law passed away, meaning the father or the mother of her husband? She's not allowed to go and be kecheles pekeses, to go and shmir herself, even though she's not ba'avelus. He is ba'avelus. She has to go and act as if she is an avela, just like he is ba'avelus. Ah, Zuktimora. What do we see from this? That we equate the two. So, Tiamara, Tani, we have to add one more knech, Bavelis Titei, meaning the second case of the Braisa where his father or mother passed away. There you have to add, Hu Yoshim Min Anoshim, Yishti Yishayna Ben Anoshim. That there, Einachanami, since it's his Avelis, I'm afraid that his Yetzahara will be so intense that he might come Lidei Tasha Shemitah, and therefore, during the period of his Avelis, have him sequestered, have there be a shoimer or a chaperone. When I learned the Braisa, it says not only in the case where she is ba'veilus, v'chein when he is ba'veilus. We're talking about the shmiring with the cosmetics. That in both cases, that she shouldn't go and shmir, neither when she is an aveila, nor when he is ba'veilus. At the end of the Braisa, what did it say? Elakoifa mitasa, v'nehegis, Imoy Avelis. She's noig imoy with him Avelis. Now, what does that mean? Noihegasi. Imoy Ktani. My love, imoy Bemita. Don't we mean that they are noig as if they're husband and wife, imoy Bemita? The Tumor loy imoy Baboyis. We're talking about the din of imoy. What means imoy Baboyis? Chrom lerav, lachiyabarei, bi'apa, noig avilusa, the loy ba'apa, loy tineg avilusa. Agamar doesn't go into this in any great detail, but you'll remember we learned Mesechus Moed Katan, there's something known as a sympathy avelus, which means that if one spouse is an ovel, then the other spouse is to act also ba'avelus. How are they acting ba'avelus? Not to go and shmir in public among the masses, because of the fact that she also has to look like she is sympathizing with his avelus. But if she goes out from the house into the street, visits somebody, goes shopping, whatever, then she's allowed to go and shmir like normal. It's only imoy baboyis to go and show support for the husband that's nebuch sitting shiva. Ravashi Yomar. Ravashi says, I have a totally different pshat. In other words, the kasha that we asked at the very top of the Yomid, that we asked that there seems to be a stira in Hilchois avelus between what we learned earlier in the Brice and the Omid Aleph, and here on the Omid Beis. He says, Mika Madamis Avelusa Tahachal Avelusa the Alma, Avelusa the Alma Chomer V'liyosel Zilzuli Bei. When you're talking about Avelus to Alma, Alma means that throughout their lifetimes, after a Chos and Kala get married, and their husband and wife for the next 50, 60, 70 years, as long as their marriage lasts, as long as they're alive, etc., that Avelus to Alma, there you don't have to worry about having a chaperone, having a shoimer. You know why? Because it's chom of Le'asl and Zulibay. They're not going to come and be mezalta and Avelus. Avelus is, you know, everybody knows, Nebuch, his parents passed away, her parents passed away. They'll be careful. You don't have to worry about boldly day tashmish. However, Avelus to Hoch, in our case, in the Omid Aleph, by a new chos and kala, kim da akil rabbanan, to the chom of Urmekel, I'm afraid that they're going to make another zilzul and comely day tashmish, and therefore hu yoshin bein ha hu anoshim v'yishana bein ha noshim. Right, my kula, what kula are you talking about? Ilam yitoni boil bilas mitzvah poirish, that you have that initial bilas mitzvah. Hashem avelus. That's because there was no avelus yet. So it's not a real kula. It's pre avelus. Why is it pre avelus? Because they didn't bury the mess yet. Therefore, there's what we call aninus, and not avelus. The avelus will only start after, as Imara says, lechal avelus. When does avelus start? When they take the mess out of the house towards the Beis HaChayim. Ilar b'yishua, achiyistam agoylel, that means after the coffin is placed into the ground, and they put the lid on the coffin, and now they're finishing off the burial. That's when Avelis begins. Now, this is pre-Avelis, so that's why they had beer. So what's the zilzul? El Victorni, noig shivas yimei ha-mishti b'yakach, noig shivas yimei ha-Avelis. That we push off the Avelis and say, oh, we got time. Let them have shivas yimei ha-mishti. What do you mean? They should be sitting Avelis now. The father of the chosim passed away. The mother of the kala passed away. What type of thing is this that they're rejoicing for the next 7 days? Oh, That's the zilzil, that's the kula. So kedai tachimina, they're going to come lidei a second kula, that maybe chas v'sholom, they're going to come lidei tashmish and say, you see, anyway, the whole week is such a festive week, that's why you have to have Yehu Yashim Beinu Anoshim V'yishona Bein HaNoshim. Omamar, second line from the bottom. We now leave those Hilchas Avelis. We're now going to talk about the end of the Braisa that said, don't make your initial Be'ilas Mitzvah on Friday night and not on Matzah Shabbos. Omamar, Bein Kacha, Bein Kacha, Yivalim Erev Shabbos, Vlim Matzah Shabbos. Be'ishlim Be'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos really means Leil Shabbos. It means Friday night. What's the reason why? Mishum Chabura, I understand, because Chabura, the Mishnah in Mesechtes Shabbos tells us that that would be a tolda of Shoichet, because what's the reason why Shoichet is one of the Lamed Tes Malachis? Because it's Moitzi Dam, it's Machloikas, Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's because of Netilas Neshama, or because of Choyveil. Choyveil means to go and draw out blood. Here, Chabura makes blood draw out. El Matzah Shabbos Amai Eloi, what's the problem with Matzah Shabbos? Amrab Zeira Mishum Cheshbainais. What are the Cheshbainais? Because if you're going to make the Chasna Matzah Shabbos and the Be'ilas Mitzvah Matzah Shabbos, then they're going to have to go and make Gansa Cheshbainais. How many people are invited? How many chickens do I need to shecht? How many animals do I need to shecht? Gansa Cheshbainais. And they're going to make those Cheshbainais on Shabbos. Because after all, Matzah Shabbos, right after the first man, no, we got to run to the chasna, we have to go kill, we go check the chickens, we got to go and check the animals, we got to make moizik the yayin. They're going to have to make ganze cheshbonis on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go make all these calculations on Shabbos. Am le'abay, cheshbonis of mitzvah miyasiri, cheshbonis of varishus, you're right, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Because it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, memtzoi chefzecha v'daber dovar, shloyehe diburcha shel Shabbos ke diburcha shel chol. That I understand. However, we're talking about cheshbon yishol mitzvah. For Rav Chizkiya Rav Amnuna, the Amr Tavaya, cheshbon yishol mitzvah, mutter lechashvim b'shabbos. If it's dealing with cheshbon yishol mitzvah, you're allowed to go and calculate that I'm on Shabbos. V'yamar b'lozer, poiskin stakal aniyim b'shabbos. You have a bunch of aniyim in the city, and you have money in the kasa inside the pushka, and you want to know how to allocate that, you can make your cheshbon yishol on Shabbos. You're not allowed to give them the money on Shabbos. The allocation in terms of the cheshbonis you'll have to do on Shabbos. V'yamar v'yankiv om Rabbi Yechanan, hoichlam bet tekenisiyos, ulu bat tekenimidrashois, lefakechal iski rabim b'shabbos. You could have, theoretically, a board meeting on those things which iski rabim. You know that you have to go and fix the streets, you have to make sure that the lights work at night, whatever you need iski rabim. You'll have to go and get together on Shabbos because these are considered to be cheshbonis shel mitzvah. V'yamar v'yankiv bar idi om Rabbi Yechanan mefakchem pikuch nevesh b'shabbos. You're allowed to go and figure out all different types of things which are dangerous for people's lives. You're allowed to go and talk about them. In fact, you're allowed to even go and do a Isurim on Shabbos if Chas Hashem is Pikuach Nefesh. Those are normally theaters and circuses, etc. Not stam for entertainment. Now, how could that be Iskir Rabim b'Shabbos? So, Zugle Meforshim, you could have a situation where Rashi says that the tartoyos, which we usually think of amphitheaters, were paltei melochim v'shultoidim. Apparently, these were used not only for sports, but also when they had an assembly of the legislature, of the kings, whatever, to go and legislate new laws or what have you. They would also get together in the tartoyos or karkoyos. You're allowed to go there on Shabbos to go and present your case to the melech and say, melech, you know, we need more money for yeshivas and to take go and chas v'sholom don't do any gzeiros rois against Klal Yisrael. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to go and talk shiduchim on Shabbos so that Chosin Kala, Bucharim, and Medel should get married. You're allowed to go and hire a malamid to go and teach a child learning, and you're allowed to go and talk to a person who owns a business and talk to him about hiring your son for purposes of giving him a business, for giving him a trade. All these things are permissible on Shabbos, these types of cheshbonis. So what's wrong if they make a cheshbon on Shabbos, how much they're going to need for the seuda on Matzah Shabbos by the chasim? Says Yomar, you're absolutely right. Elram Zeda, Zeda Shem Yishchot Ben Oiv. The problem over here is that if they hear that Matzah Shabbos, they're going to have the Gantz Chasana, and we are going to have many, many guests, is not enough time to go and shecht so many oifois on Matzah Shabbos. This is a big malacha. So they might even start, you know, before the earliest zman, they might start shechting, but not on purpose, but by mistake, point is because of all the pressure, they're going to say, okay, shnah, let's go and start shechting, let's get everything ready, and Shechit and Shabbos, of course, is also. The reason why it says Shem Yishchot Ben Oif is simply because that is much, much quicker than a Shechit of Behema. A Shechit of Behema, ganz a Shechit with the Bedika and all the rest. So therefore, the Dikas Eivorim and the major, major Malicha, you have to have Malicha by Oif still, but nevertheless, it's a much smaller thing. So by Behema, presumably, the Shoichin is not going to forget it's Shabbos. But if it's Oifois, it's that 1, 2, 3, Shnell, is pressure. He might start Shechting already on Shabbos. That's why don't make the chasana on Motzei Shabbos. Baya says, if that's what you're concerned about, what happens if Yom Kippur falls out on Monday? Yidocha, shouldn't the Chacham go and push it off and have Yom Kippur on Tuesday? And of course, you're going to tell me, how can I push it off? It's like Yom Tishrei. You can't go and push off. You can push off a chasana, but you can't go and push off Yom Kippur. But what he means to say is, like we learned back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that in the good old days, the Bezin could be Ma'aber Es HaChodesh, if there was a Tzoyrech, so if they see that Yom Kippur is going to come out on Mondays, they should go and push it off and make that Chodesh Elul should be one extra day, so therefore Yom Kippur should be pushed off a day. Gezeirah Shem Yishchad Ben Oif. Maybe, as we know, Erev Yontif, Erev Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat, right? Just kol oichel betisha is ki'ilu mis'abel shnei yomim. It's an Indian to go and eat on the ninth day. So, if you're telling me that Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, and therefore there's a mitzvah to eat on Sunday, they might go and start shechting already on Shabbos. So therefore, push off Yom Kippur till Tuesday. Sefti mora hasim del nafshili tarit. Hoch del achirim tarit. In the case of Yom Kippur, and eating on the ninth day, meaning on that Sunday, Erev Yom Kippur, since it's only for himself, we're not talking about a massive shechita event that he has to go and worry about, that you might start already on Shabbos. That's real, it's for himself and his mishpacha. They've probably already worked out food from before, or he'll shecht Motzei Shabbos. It's not a major undertaking. Here he has the pressure of all the guests coming in. Can you imagine guests coming in and there's no food on the table? Since I'm busy, he's really pressured. He might start going shechting on Shabbos. And even an easier teretz, inami hosam isle ravcha, hocha les le ravcha. When you're talking about the chasana, if the chasana is a Motzei Shabbos, there's not a lot of time to go and prepare the food, get all your guests, have the chuppah and the kiddah, the whole nine yards. That's a lot of pressure on Motzei Shabbos. Here you're talking about eating on Motzei Shabbos and Sunday before the Taneh starts Yom Kippur on Sunday night. No, so you go and on Motzei Shabbos, you go and eat gefilte fish which is left from Shabbos. You'll shecht your ben oif and you'll eat that on Sunday. There's much more time in terms of 24 hours that you can shecht and eat. As over here, you know, next 2, 3, 4 hours Motzei Shabbos, the chasen has got to go. So here is the ravcha, chalas the ravcha. Once you're coming onto this pshat about the shechitas ben oif, erev Shabbos nami gzeir shem yishchot ben oif. Remember, we said erev Shabbos means leil Shabbos, Friday night. So if you're talking about a chasana Friday night and a bias mitzvah on Friday night, we said one of the problems is because of chabura. But even if you hold that there is no chabura isur, we're going to talk about that on the Amid Beis, there's still a problem. If you're going to make a chasana Friday night, you might go and shecht oifis on Friday night. Therefore, don't make a chasana, don't have bias mitzvah on Friday night. With this, we've concluded this whole discussion. We go back to our original Mishnah. Not the Mishnah, the psula nisus liyom haravi. Now the question is, when we said liyom haravi, are we talking about that the bias mitzvah takes place on Wednesday or on Wednesday night? Iboilu, psula nisus baravi, vinevelus baravi. In other words, still during the day, the chasana is on Wednesday and the bias mitzvah is on Wednesday. Now it's true, Chazal tell us one's supposed to only have a beer at night. Not only beer smiths, any beer should always be at night, but it says that a Talmid Chacham can be mafil b'talisoy even during the day. And therefore, maybe that's what our Mishnah means, that we should go and get married on Wednesdays, and the beer should also be on Wednesdays in a dark room. And I'm not worried about it. Remember, what's the reason why we make the chasan on Wednesday? So that if there's a tainus psulim, he can shnell loifen to Bezdin on Thursday morning. He runs in and tells them they matzot levitcha psulim, and therefore decide whether or not she was a psula, not a psula, etc. So if you have the bia already on Wednesday afternoon, maybe by Thursday morning, by that time he's already cooled off his anger and he's being upset. Are we worried? So if you hold Nevelas Berevi, we're not worried. Or you don't hold this Berevi, Nevelas Bachamishi, she's going to have the B.S. Mitzvah on Wednesday night, the Cheshin Lekuridata, because it's going to be Wednesday afternoon. By that time, by Thursday morning, he might already say, oh, what happened? It's my mazel. I thought she was a psula. She's not a psula. What can you do? Shine. And life goes on. So are we makbid when it says psula nisus the emrevi that the bias mitzvah should be Wednesday night, or can it even be on Wednesday day? Toshima, the 20 bar kapara. Remember, this is bar kapara because we're going to have another series of limudim of bar kapara on the bottom of the oven. What did bar kapara teach us? Psula nisus berevi v'nevelas bachamishi. She can have a bia even Wednesday night. Not because Yokuridaita, Nishkuridaita, Hoyu Venemar by Bracha the Dogim. In the Torah it says that the Dogim were created on Thursday of the Shivas Yimei Bereishis. And it says in the Pasik, Pru Urvu Umilu Es Ha'aretz. We have, actually there it says, Pru Urvu Umilu Es Hamayim Bayamim of Anahorois. And therefore it says, a mitzvah, a Bracha Piri Berivya. That's why she should preferably have the B.S. Mitzvah the first time on Wednesday night, which is already Thursday, so she'd have that special bracha, l'dogim. Almana, and this is b'chamishi. Bar Kapara says that Almana should get married l'chadchila on chamishi, meaning on Thursday, v'nevelos b'shishi, and she should have her B.S. Mitzvah for the first time on Thursday night, which is already Friday. V'nemer by bracha li'odam, because by Odam Harishain it says that Adam Rishon was created on the sixth day of creation, as we know, right before Shabbos. No, that bracha is the Adam. He said, "Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Pru uvu ulmilu es ha'aretz." She'd have that bracha. Okay, so that's the end of Bar Kapara. What do I see? He says that the reason for having the bias mitzvah on Wednesday night is being the bracha. Hi, Mishim bracha. I'm Mishim kuridai to lechashin. I'm not worried about that. What's going to happen? That if they're going to have a bia on Wednesday during the day, by the time Thursday morning comes along, he'll already have cooled off his anger. He's not going to run to Bezin. That's not my concern. There's no Kriyas Daita from Wednesday afternoon to Wednesday night. It's basically the same. But there's a great inyan to have the bia on Wednesday night because of the bracha for dog. So why don't we say the same thing about Almana? Who's a dogim? Because bracha the Adam Adifale. Bracha of an Adam is better than a bracha of dogim. So now you're going to go and say, no, oi bazai, why don't you have the psula also have that bracha for dogim, for Adam, and have the first beer on Thursday night instead of on Wednesday night? The answer is very simple. Because if Chas V'Shalom, it turns out that she's not a psula, then next morning is Friday morning. You can't run to Bezin. Bezin is closed until Monday. So from Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, by that time, the Baal already clears Daita, and he will no longer come to Bezin and tell them about the fact that Matzos and the Bitcha Psul. Or because of Shaktu. What's their mass mit Shaktu? Before we had a Shaktu that they should have 3 days. Here's 3 days to be able to prepare the food, right? That's why we didn't have the Chasen on Sunday. We had the Chasen on Wednesday, so you can go and cook Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Here we're talking about a different shaktu. The sign, we learn the brayzer. When they may omra almona nisis b'chamishi, v'nevelos b'shishi, shemata oimer, tibol b'chamishi, l'mocher mashkim l'mnasei, v'hoi l'chloi. The problem with an almona is that they don't have 7 days of mishta, but almona halach is only 24 hours. So if we're going to have the chasen on Thursday, and the bias mitzvah is going to be Thursday during the day, Thursday, Friday morning, he's going to wake up and he's going to say to his new wife, I'm so happy, Baruch Hashem, we got married yesterday. Somebody has to go and bring money into the to be mafarnes to buy us. I'm going to go to my office on Friday. You do the cooking, do the chums and kikul for Shabbos. I'm going to the office. And therefore, that takes away the whole spirit of this wonderful, joyous event that the almana has married this man. And therefore, we want to have a longer period of Yemei Mishter. Therefore, Shabbat Chachama, Tekanas Benoiz Yisrael, Sheish, Sameach, Ima, at least 3 days they should have a simcha together. And that is, Chamishi B'Shabbos, that the Chasana should take place on Thursday. The Bia should take place, Erev Shabbos, Thursday night, which is already Friday. And even though, of course, the next morning he'll wake up, Yimor assumes that since the Bias Mitzvah was on Thursday night, perhaps it'll be a lengthy type of thing. By the time Friday morning, he's still intoxicated, so to speak, with the bia of the previous evening, and he's not going to go to the office that day. And then you're going to have Shabbos. See, if we have 3 days straight, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, give out. Right, Gemara, my ikka bin bracha lishaktu. So now you're telling me Thursday night they should have the initial beer because it's a bracha li adam, and then you're also telling me that this 3 day inyan of the 3 days he made mishta shaktu. What's the nafkimina between the two tamim? Ikka bin ayim adam batul. A person has no job. He was laid off from his job, so he has no office to go to on Friday morning, so it doesn't make a difference. Inami yontiv shechol yis erev Shabbos. What happens if Friday was anyway a yontiv? Ah, so then he can't go to the office. That would be enough gemina. If you're going to tell me the reason why you should have Thursday night is because of the bracha, they should have the Thursday night because of the bracha, the other. If you're going to go and tell me because you want a 3 day shaktu, he doesn't have to worry about 3 day shaktu because anyway it's going to be 3 days. So they can have the bia on Thursday, have the bracha ledogim, not the bracha li adam. You don't have to worry about that the next day he's going to go to the office. Either he's unemployed, or next day he's yontav anyway. So that would be the nafkin. Okay, so that ends all of this. Since we had a drasha of Torish bar kapara, the Gemara brings us an unrelated drasha bar kapara, abyssal agadita. Torish bar kapara. Gedoyle maset tzadikim yoyisim maset shmayim va'aret. A maset of tzadikim here in this world is greater than kaviyochel, the creation of shmayim va'aret. Why? Kadosh created the Aretz with one hand, Yodi. And building the Mishkan down below, Ksiv, a lashon of Rabbim, two hands. Even though we're talking about, this is a Basa Bedam thing, a Mishkan or Mikdash down below. He has two hands up in Shemayim. It's one hand. So therefore, the Gemara says, Gedoyle Maaseh Tzadikim, here's the Maaseh Shemayim Aretz. Hey, Shabab li echad Reb Chiya Shemayim. Reb Chiya said, 1 second, I have a big kasha. Says in the passage, the Yabeshus Yod of Yatzaru. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Yabosha with Shtei Yodayim. So you see, it's two hands in that one hand. Every more Yod, if you look up the Tanakh, you'll see it says, Yodov Yud Dalid Vav. Under the Dalid, you have a Kamaz. That's by the Soira. It says Yodoy, not Yodov. Therefore, it means one hand. Truth of the matter is, the Rishash points out that if you look up our Messiah, our Chumashim, it does say Yodov, Yudalit, Yudvav, but this happens, as you know, a number of times in Shas, where the Messiah in terms of the Greek Siv is not exactly the same as our Sifrei Torah today. Frank, more about Siv Yatzaru. Okay, but Yodov, Yodoy, that you can give an Eitzah. Of Yatzaru is the Chaloshin Rabbit. Amar Nachma Yitzvah, Yatzaru, Etzpa Oisav. The Yitziru is not done by the hand, but it's by the fingers of the hand. The fingers of the hand, they're 5 fingers. So that's a Loshen Rav and Yotzar. Kirach Siv, ki Ere Shemecha, Masi Etzba Isecha, Rech V'chichol Ma'asher Koynanta. So you see the creation of the Shemayim V'oretz was Masi of Etzba Ois, that's why it says Yotzar. Fek Tumar Meis Vei, Shleit Tuchim Pasik HaShemayim Mesafrim Kvayt Kehel, U'masi Yodav Ma'agir O'Rakia. So Pasuk Pshat is, that you look at the Rakia that shows the Masi Yodayim, Yodav, again, two hands. Every mahachik amra masi deim shel tzadikim mi magid harkia or magniu mutter. No. Masi yodah magid harkia means that the rakia will be the biggest tester for the biggest witness as to the tzidkus of the tzadikim below. How are they witnesses to the tzidkus of tzadikim below? If the tzadikim are mispalat, boynishalim, there is no water. There is a famine in the land. There's no water in the land. There's a thirst. There's a drought. What do we do? Their masi deim shel tzadikim will poil that Kodesh Baruch Hu should go and bring rain. So that's what Gemara is saying. Masi yodav magid, who's going to show the masi yodayim of the tzadikim down below? The rakia, by allowing rain to fall. Torah bar kapar. Again, a drasha bar kapar. The Magid says, the pasuk b'yosei yitir lecha al azeinecha v'yitosei shama chutz. The pasuk b'shat in that pasuk is referring to the military when they go out with all of their weapons. Azeinecha means the weapons. They should add to it a yosei, a spade or a hoe, so that if they have to go yitosei shama chutz, there are no convenient bathroom facilities, that they should be able to go and go somewhere in the forest or whatever, and then be able to go and cover up the tzoya by using the spade to cover it up. So the Gemara says, "Al tikri azinecha elo oiznecha." Oiznecha means your ear. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Shem Ishma. What is the pasuk telling you? Odom Ishma. Odom Dabe Sheini Hogan. If he hears nivul peh, lashon hora, moiti shemra, things that he's not supposed to hear, yaniach etzvoy baoznav. He should go and put his finger into his oizen, and that's what it means here in the pasuk. The yosei tilecha al azinecha. Now, what does Yosef have to? Azinecha, I understand, means oizer means an ear. But what it means Yosef? By the Yomer Blazim, the name to oizer shall Adam doymes liyaseidoys. The form of an Adam of the fingers is that they are tapered. Taper means they come like to a point at the bottom. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu create that? Pretty much. Well, 1 second. What does it mean doymes liyaseidoys? My time. Ilay mishin de machalkan. Do you mean that the fingers are not webbed together like you find on the bottom of a chvais of a goose or a duck, but they are separated? Kol created each finger for a separate purpose. The Amamar, Zu, the youngest, the smallest one is the Zeres. That's for the purposes of building the, of creating the Choshen Mishpat. Where it said the Choshen Mishpat got to be Zeres, Orkav Zeres Rochbay. A Zeres is a half an Amma, and you measure it from the pinky up to the first finger to the thumb, and that's considered to be half an Amma. Zuk, the second one is Zuk Kmitza. That when the Kohen does Kmitza with three fingers, that final finger is the fourth finger, that's the Kmitza finger. Zu Amma, the middle one is, how do you measure an Amma? You measure from the tip of the middle finger till the elbow, and that's the Amma. Zu Etzba, the second one is Etzba, that's used, says Rashi, when you spritz the Dam Chattas on the four Kronos on top, you use the Etzba. The first one is the Gudel. What do you use the Gudel for? For the Behoinis Yad, for by Metzoira, or by Haran, that they had to go and put on the blood together with the shemen on top of the gudel. Oh, so each one has a separate, that's why they're not webbed together. So what does he mean that they're like yesedos? Elamatam mishupois yesedos. How come they're tapered like a yosef, like a hoe, like a shovel? Shemiyesh ma'adam dav sheni hoglin. If a person hears something that he shouldn't listen to, he shouldn't hear, yaniach etzba oisuban osnav, he should put his finger into his ear, so he shouldn't hear any lashon hara, anything dav sheni hoglin. How come the rest of the ear is relatively hard, but the aliyah, which means the bottom part, like the tail, that is soft? If you hear something you're not supposed to hear, you should go and fold over the aliyah into the ear, so that it should go and prevent him from hearing a dovish ene hogan. Here the Bryce is going one step further. We're not only talking about Dovish in a Hogan. Don't talk idle chatter, because the idle chatter, Chas V'Sholem, could lead to Chas V'Sholem talking about Dvar Misurim, Nivul Peh, and other matters. What's the reason, says Imar? Now the Imar gives a practical reason. When Chas V'Sholem, a person goes into Gehenim, hopefully none of us have that fate, but if Chas V'Sholem, a person does a Vedas, he goes into Gehenim, what burns first? The Aliyah and those parts of the body which are weaker parts. The rest of the body is much stronger, much heavier. The Aliyah is much weaker, and therefore he's telling us, that's why, be careful, don't let your oizen hear Dvarim B'Talem, because the ear, as well as the Aliyah, are softer than the rest of the tissue of the body. In the Brice, we already said you're not allowed to have the first Bilas Mitzvah on Friday night. The Gemara is clearing a Shaila. Rashi says, well, why are you clearing a Shaila? We have a Brice. So Gemara says, either when the Gemara asked the Kasha, they didn't know about the Brice, or they knew about the Brice and wanted to know, is the Brice halacha l'maisa or not? What's the Shaila? What's the nature of the blood? Is it mifkat pocket? That means
Mordechai. What time are we going to daven Shabbos? Because we want to know. Either we're going to continue or we just need to stop.
We're delaying it a few minutes, about 5 minutes.
That'll be enough. That'll be enough time.
The balloon people are
okay. They have not arrived. Good. They have not arrived.
No. That's why.
Good. So let's continue. Zoki mar iboilu. Mao livu mitzkul b'Shabbos. Can we do the first Bilas Mitzvah? What's the Shaila? Dam Mifkat Pocket or Chibur Mechper? What's the nature of Dam Psulim? We're not talking about Dam Nida. Dam Psulim, is that Mifkat Pocket? Is it like in a container? And all you have to do is open up the container to get the blood out? Or Chibur Mechper? Or is the blood absorbed into the body just like regular blood? Anytime you get a cut, it's not Mifkat Pocket, it's Chibur Mechper. It's blood coming out from a blood vessel. The Imtim Tzulim Dam Mifkat Pocket. If you're going to tell me it's like in a container, do you say that I need the dam to come out to make her into a ba'ula? That's the inyan of the Bilas Mitzvah, that to make her from a psul into ba'ula. And if it's for dam, so even though we are breaking open and we're making a pesach by getting the blood out, but that's not his intention. That's the case of the Gemara is going to call it Dovish Enim Eskavin. Do you think I want to make a hole? I want to go make a pesach? No, I just want the blood. The fact that it makes a Pesach, maybe that's not a problem. No. The Indian of taka of having a bris mitzvah is taka make that Pesach. The also it's a davar shemischavet. Vim tim tzalim ledamu tzarech u Pesach memele kosi. If you're going to say like the first tzad that a person wants the dam to come out, as far as the Pesach, I don't really care. So what's the case? Halacha Reb Shimon, the Yom Davashin Meschavin is what? Do we pass with Reb Shimon and says, I'm not Mechavin to Mach the Pesach. It's just a Meila. And therefore, it's... Or Halacha Reb Yehuda, the Yom Davashin Meschavin is awesome. Vim Tim Tzalem Halacha Reb Yehuda. If you can hold like Reb Yehuda. Do you say Mechalkul Eitzel Pesach? After all, this Pesach is just a kilkul. It's breaking the skin, and therefore it's a kilkul, and therefore it would be mutter. Or you misagano it's a Pesach, or you're making a tikkun Pesach, and therefore it's a lametes malacha. Ikri Amri, others said the shaylas faker. In other words, this series of shaylas was on this tzad that dam is chibur, is mifkid pakid, and now the question is, by opening up a door, am I, is that a davshin mischavin? Is that a kilkul? Is that a tikkun? If you're going to tell me the dam is absorbed in the skin, absorbed in the evarim, the dam utzarev v'asur, by going and he wants the dam to come out, so that's a chabura. Chabura is one of the lametes melachas, like we said. The only reason why he wants the blood to come out is hanov from knowing that he has a psula that he got married to, and therefore again is a davar she'ein mischav. Has Halacha Reb Yehuda that holds the Davishin Meschavin is Asur, or is Halacha Reb Shimon the Davishin Meschavin is Mutter? Vim Tim Tzalem Halacha Reb Yehuda that Davishin Meschavin is Asur, is this a Mechalkal case, which would be Mutter again, Mechalkal B'chaburah, or is this a Mesakin case, Mesakin Chaburah? Vim Tim Tzalem Mechalkal Chaburah, is it, what's Halacha Reb Mechalkal? Halacha Reb Yehuda, or Halacha Reb Shimon? So how do we pass it? Do we pass it like this? Do we pass it like that way? So we have all of these shaylas. Bottom line is, are you allowed to have the Be'ilas Mitzvah Friday night? Yes or no? Halacha L'maizah Machloikis. Bibei Rav, Amri Rav. In the Bismedish of Rav, they send the name of Rav. Sure, you're allowed to go and get married on Friday night. Have the Be'ilas Mitzvah Friday night. Shmuel also said, no, no, you're not allowed to. B'Ne'edor Amri, Ne'edor, as you know, was the place where Shmuel lived. In Ne'edor, they said, book faket. Rav said that it's Osir. Shmuel holds that it's Mutter, that it's Shar. So notice, in the Bebe Rav said that Rav was Matir, Shmuel Asir. In Ne'edor, they said just the opposite. Rav Asir and Shmuel was Matir. Nachman Yitzchak, on your trip today, somebody might ask you, tell me, who is the one that asked, who is the one that matter? The simonach, the simon is, El Mekin Le'atzim, El Mekin Le'atzim. Meaning, that Rav and Beirav said, our Rebbe was the one that was matter. It was Shmuel, those were the machbirim. And the Ador, they said, no, our Rebbe Shmuel, he was the one that matter, and it was Rav and their Talmidim, they were the ones that are machbirim. El Mekin Le'atzim, El Mekin Le'atzim. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagizim. Shkoyach for joining. Thank you.